Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Flashlight Readers Club. Today we had our final Zoom meeting where we finished the book, The SEO Trot. So let's go ahead and get started with the second part of it. Mr. Hoppy weighed Alfie on his own kitchen scales just to be sure that Mrs. Silver's figure of 13 ounces was correct. It was. Now, holding Alfie in one hand, he picked his way, very carefully, through this huge collection of tortoises to find one that, first of all, had the same color shell as Alfie, and secondly, weighed exactly 2 ounces more. 2 ounces is not much. It is less than a smallish hen's egg weighs. But, you see, the important thing in Mr. Hoppy's plan was to make sure that the new tortoise was bigger than Alfie, but only a tiny bit bigger. The difference had to be so small that Mrs. Silver wouldn't notice it. From his vast collection, it was not difficult for Mr. Hoppy to find just the tortoise he wanted. He wanted one that weighed 15 ounces exactly on the kitchen scales, no more, no less. When he got it, he put it onto the kitchen table beside Alfie, and he could hardly tell which one was bigger than the other, but it was bigger. It was bigger by 2 ounces. This was tortoise number 2. Mr. Hoppy took tortoise number 2 out onto the balcony and gripped it in the claws of his tortoise catcher. Then he lowered it onto Mrs. Silver's balcony, right beside a nice fresh lettuce. Tortoise number 2 had never eaten tender juicy lettuce leaves before. It had only had thick old cabbage leaves. It loved the lettuce, and it started chomping away at it with great gusto. There followed a rather nervous 2 hours wait for Mrs. Silver to return from work. Would she see any difference between the new tortoise and Alfie? It was going to be quite a tense moment. Out onto her balcony swept Mrs. Silver. "Alfie, my darling," she cried out. "Mummy's back. Have you missed me?" Mr. Hoppy, peering over his railing, but well hidden between 2 huge potted plants, held his breath. The new tortoise was still chomping away at the lettuce. My, Alfie, you do seem hungry today," Mrs. Silver was saying. "It must be Mr. Hoppy's magic words I've been whispering to you." Mr. Hoppy watched as Mrs. Silver picked the tortoise up and stroked his shell. Then she fished Mr. Hoppy's piece of paper out of her pocket, and holding the tortoise very close to her face, she whispered, reading from the paper, "SEO trot, SEO trot, teg rigib rigib, emok no SEO trot, work poo, foop poo, twos poo, gnerps poo, wool poo, lose poo, ergog, elzug, foots plug, tup no taff, SEO trot, tup no taff, teg no, elbog doof." Mr. Hoppy popped his head out of the foliage and called out, "Good evening, Mrs. Silver. How is Alfie tonight?" "Oh, he's lovely," Mrs. Silver said, looking up and beaming. "And he's developing such an appetite. I've never seen him eat like this before. It must be your magic words." "You never know," Mr. Hoppy said darkly. "You never know." Mr. Hoppy waited 7 whole days before he made his next move. On the afternoon of the 7th day, when Mrs. Silver was still at work, he lifted tortoise number 2 right from the balcony below and brought it into his living room. Number 2 had weighed exactly 15 ounces. He now must find one that weighed exactly 17 ounces, 2 ounces more. From his enormous collection, he easily found a 17-ounce tortoise, and once again, he made sure the tortoise shells matched in color. Then, he lowered tortoise number 3 onto Mrs. Silver's balcony. As you will have guessed by now, Mr. Hoppy's secret was a very simple one. If a creature grows slowly enough, I mean very, very slowly indeed, then you'll never notice it has grown at all. Especially if you see it every day. It's the same with children. They are actually growing taller each week, but their mothers never notice it until they grow out of their clothes. Slowly does it, Mr. Hoppy told himself. Don't hurry it. So this is how things went over the next 8 weeks. In the beginning, Alfie, weight 13 ounces. At the end of the first week, tortoise number 2, weight 15 ounces. End of the second week, tortoise number 3, weight 17 ounces. End of the third week, tortoise number 4, weight 19 ounces. End of the fourth week, tortoise number 5, weight 21 ounces. End of the fifth week, tortoise number 6, weight 23 ounces. End of the sixth week, tortoise number 7, weight 25 ounces. End of the seventh week, tortoise number 8, weight 27 ounces. Alfie's weight was 13 ounces. tortoise number 8 was 27 ounces. Very slowly, over 7 weeks, Mrs. Silver's pet had more than doubled in size, and the good lady hadn't noticed a thing. Even to Mr. Hoppy, peering down over his railing, tortoise number 8 looked pretty big. It was amazing that Mrs. Silver had hardly noticed anything at all during this great operation. Only once had she looked up and said, "You know, Mr. Hoppy, I do believe he's getting a bit bigger. What do you think?" "I can't see a lot of difference myself," Mr. Hoppy had answered casually. But now perhaps it was time to call a halt, and that evening Mr. Hoppy was just about to go out and suggest to Mrs. Silver that she ought to weigh Alfie, when a startled cry from the balcony below brought him outside fast. "Look," Mrs. Silver was shouting, "Alfie's too big to get through the door of his little house. He must have grown enormously." "Weigh him," Mr. Hoppy ordered. "Take him in and weigh him quick." Mrs. Silver did just that, and in half a minute she was back holding the tortoise in both hands and waving it above her head and shouting, "Guess what, Mr. Hoppy, guess what? He weighs 27 ounces. He's twice as big as he was before." "Oh, you darling," she cried, stroking the tortoise. "Oh, you great big wonderful boy. Just look at what clever Mr. Hoppy has done for you." Mr. Hoppy suddenly felt very brave. "Mrs. Silver," he said, "do you think I could pop down to your balcony and hold Alfie myself?" "Why, of course you can," Mrs. Silver cried. "Come down at once." Mr. Hoppy rushed down the stairs and Mrs. Silver opened the door to him. Together they went out onto the balcony. "Just look at him," Mrs. Silver said. "Isn't he grand?"
He's a good-sized tortoise now," Mr. Hoppy said.
"And you did it," Mrs. Silver cried. "You're a miracle man, you are indeed." "But what am I going to do about his house?" Mrs. Silver said. "He must have a house to go into at night, and he can't get through the door." There they were, standing on the balcony, looking at the tortoise, who was trying to push his way into the house, but he was too big. "I shall have to enlarge the door," Mrs. Silver said. "Don't do that," Mr. Hoppy said. "You mustn't go chopping up a pretty little house. After all, he only needs to be just a tiny bit smaller, and he could get in easily."
"How can he possibly get smaller?" Mrs. Silver asked.
"That's simple," Mr. Hoppy said. "Change the magic words. Instead of telling him to get bigger and bigger, tell him to get a bit smaller. But in tortoise language, of course."
"Will that work?"
"Of course it'll work." "Tell me exactly what I have to say, Mr. Hoppy." Mr. Hoppy got out a piece of paper and a pencil and wrote, "S.E.O. Trot, S.E.O. Trot, Teg a Tib Relums, a Tib Relums."
"That'll do it, Mrs. Silver," he said, handing her the paper.
"I don't mind trying it," Mrs. Silver said.
"But look here, I wouldn't want him to get titchy small and all over again."
"Mr. Hoppy."
"He won't, dear lady, he won't," Mr. Hoppy said. "Say it only tonight and tomorrow morning, and then see what happens. We might be lucky."
"If it works," Mrs. Silver said, touching him softly on the arm, "then you are the cleverest man alive." The next afternoon, as soon as Mrs. Silver had gone to work, Mr. Hoppy lifted the tortoise up from her balcony and carried it inside. All he had to do was just find a smaller tortoise that would just go through the door of that little house. He chose one and lowered it down with his tortoise catcher. Then, still gripping the tortoise, he tested to see if it would be able to go through the door. It wouldn't. He tested it again with another one. This one went through nicely. He placed the tortoise in the middle of the balcony beside a nice piece of lettuce and went inside to await Mrs. Silver's homecoming. That evening, Mr. Hoppy was watering his plants in the balcony when suddenly he heard Mrs. Silver's shouts from below, shrill with excitement.
"Mr. Hoppy, Mr. Hoppy, where are you?" she was shouting. "Just look at this."
Mr. Hoppy popped his head over the railing and said,
"What's up?"
"Oh, Mr. Hoppy, it worked," she was crying.
"Your magic words have worked again on Alfie. He can now get through the door of his little house. It's a miracle."
"Can I come down and look?" Mr. Hoppy shouted back.
"Come down at once, my dear man," Mrs. Silver answered. "Come down and see the wonders you've worked upon my darling Alfie."
Mr. Hoppy turned and ran from the balcony into the living room, jumping up on tiptoe like a ballet dancer between the sea of tortoises that covered his floor. He flung open his front door and flew down the stairs two at a time, with the love songs of 1,000 cupids ringing in his ears. "This is it," he whispered to himself under his breath. "The greatest moment of my life is coming up now. I mustn't bosh it. I must keep very calm." When he was 3/4 of the way down the stairs, he caught sight of Mrs. Silver already standing outside with the door open, awaiting him with a huge smile on her face.
She flung her arms around him and cried out, "You really are the most wonderful man I've ever met. You can do anything. Come in at once and let me make you a cup of tea. That's the very least you deserve."
Seated in a comfortable armchair in Mrs. Silver's parlor, sipping his tea, Mr. Hoppy was all of a twitter. He looked at the lovely lady sitting opposite him and smiled at her. She smiled right back at him. That smile of hers, so warm and friendly, suddenly gave him the courage he needed, and he said, "Mrs. Silver, please, will you marry me?"
"Why, Mr. Hoppy," she cried, "I didn't think you'd ever get around to asking me. Of course I'll marry you."
Mr. Hoppy got rid of his teacup, and the two of them stood up and embraced warmly in the middle of the room.
"It's all due to Alfie," Mrs. Silver said, slightly breathless.
"Good old Alfie," Mr. Hoppy said. "We'll keep him forever." That next afternoon, Mr. Hoppy took all his other tortoises back to the pet shops and said they could have them for nothing. Then he cleaned up his living room, leaving not a leaf of cabbage nor a trace of tortoise behind. A few weeks later, Mrs. Silver became Mrs. Hoppy, and the two of them lived very happily ever after.
P.S. I expect you are wondering what happened to little Alfie,
the first of them all. Well, he was bought a week later from one of the pet shops by a small girl named Roberta Squibb, and he settled down in Roberta's garden. Every day she fed him lettuce and tomato slices and crisp celery, and in the winters he hibernated in a box of dried leaves in a tool shed. That was a long time ago. Roberta has grown up and is now married and has two children of her own. She lives in another house, but Alfie is still with her, still the much-loved family pet, and Roberta reckons that by now he must be about 30 years old. It has taken him all that time to grow twice the size he was than when Mrs. Silver had him, but he made it to the end. The end. So that's it for the SEO Trot book, and that's it for the Flashlight Readers Club. We hope you enjoyed all of the books, and thank you for participating.